Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to past Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And to Morro Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three, seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising, memorabilia, and more. Visit the website, EliteRoadshowBuyers.com, for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my bone. Snakes in my cage.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Lockdown initiated for Monterey Elementary School in Atascadero. Daytime traffic control on Highway 41 west of Atascadero this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero Police Department released information of a school lockdown that took place on March 2nd at approximately 8:15 a.m. Officers responded to reports of an individual near Monterey Elementary School, 3355 Monterey Road, who may have been in possession of a firearm. Officers conducted a safety check of the campus, searched the area, and confirmed there were no unauthorized individuals on school grounds. About 2 hours later, the lockdown was lifted, confirming that no suspect was located and no firearm was found. Officers remained in the area as a precautionary measure. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be daytime traffic control on Thursday, March 5th on Highway 41. One-way reversing traffic control will affect the 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Crews will be on site to process a large tree that was knocked down during recent storms and is sitting adjacent to the shoulder area. Caltrans says directional signs and messages will alert travelers in advance of the project area. Paso Robles High School students received world-class jazz training. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Passerolles High School students have been granted an exceptional opportunity of receiving world-class jazz training for some of its music students. Directed by Los Angeles-based jazz educator Michael Ragones, the Libretto Conservatory program has made its way to Passerolles with the inaugural cohort in Passerolles consisting of five PRHS students. The program is funded by Libretto membership and community donors, ensuring students can participate and receive intensive sessions at no cost. The five students from PRHS this year are Emery Tiel, Max Tui Bergvall, Aiden Moreno, Christian Cerna, and PRHS Class of 2025 graduate Kyle Dart. Students have worked with nationally recognized jazz artists through the program, which PRHS band director Humberto Serra says has a profound impact on their skills. Passerolles High School Future Farmers of America's booster fundraiser, dinner, and auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Passerolles Event Center.
This is an organization that focuses on teaching students about agriculture by having hands-on experiences and by gaining skills such as public speaking, animal caretaking, floral design, welding, and plant production. And it's also really awesome because when you're enrolled in an ag class, you're also in FFA, so you have the chance to show an animal. And that's something I have done, and it's taught me so many skills. How to keep a budget, time management, how to properly care for another animal, and how to really like be dedicated to something that's bigger than just school or sports.
That's Emily Santoro, FFA Chapter President at Passerolles High School, talking about the school's FFA program. Passerolles High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, with FFA students as the waiting staff. Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. The Passerolles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24 residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. Located on a 4.32-acre parcel at 420 Creston Road, the plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings for a total of 24 residential units, designed primarily for low-income housing. Staff is recommending City Council approve this development in the public hearing scheduled for tonight's City Council meeting. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo Police Department is investigating an alleged hate crime an assault that took place February 28th near Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. Police received reports that a large white truck drove near the Alpha Epsilon Pi house, 280 California Boulevard, at about 9:50 p.m. The occupants, according to police, yelled anti-Semitic slurs at the residents before parking and entering the property through the unlocked gate. The suspects entered a verbal altercation with one of the residents. The suspects are described as 4 to 5 white males, about 20 to 25 years old. They were all wearing trucker hats, blue jeans, and cowboy-style boots. One of the suspects punched a resident in the head, and they all fled the scene. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Warriors 114-101, the Nuggets over the Jazz 128-125, the Celtics beat the Bucks 108-81, the Rockets over the Wizards 123-118. Tonight, the Kings will face the Suns, the Lakers will go against the Pelicans, the Spurs will face the 76ers, the Wizards will go against the Magic. In California news, the Supreme Court has approved an emergency appeal that challenges California's law regarding notifying parents if their children identify as transgender. The Thomas More Society says these California laws cause schools to mislead them and secretly facilitate children's social transition despite objections. A law requiring voters to show a government-issued ID whenever they vote in an election in California may come to the November ballot. The proposed state constitutional amendment is backed by Assemblyman Carol DiMaio and is said to have gathered more than 1.3 million signatures. The California Department of Justice announced yesterday they are investigating the San Luis Obispo police officer-involved shooting under AB 1506. The incident resulted in the death of one individual. Upon completing the investigation, it will be handed over to the DOJ's Special Prosecution Section within the Criminal Law Division for independent review. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Cattle producers may be enjoying record profits this year, but University of Illinois beef specialist Travis Mater says that now is not the time to overextend on high-priced breeding stock. He warns that buying cows at the top of the market carries long-term financial risk, especially with a herd cycle expected to eventually turn.
If you're going to buy a high-priced cow, you need to sell a high-priced cow. And so if we're doing that, looking at cow depreciation and that curve, that cow really, the significant depreciation that occurs is late in life. And so we just have to manage that. And we know if you buy a cow for a high price at the point of the lowest inventory, then waiting for that cow to be 8, 9, 10 years old and selling her at the point where we've recovered the most numbers and sell at the highest inventory of the cycle, that's a great way to lose money. But if we're cognizant of appreciation and depreciation, we can keep these heifers, we can turn them into bred heifers that are profitable next year, we can make young cows, and we can sell good priced young cows and still be profitable here in the years to come.
Mater says producers who pay premium prices today could find themselves holding expensive cows once inventory is rebuilt and prices soften, making it harder to recover those upfront costs. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
Cattle producers make plans to attend the 52nd annual Loosely Red Angus Production Sale, Tuesday, March 10th, 1 o'clock p.m. at the ranch in Ashton, Idaho. Selling 100 yearling Red Angus bulls designed to add value, improve your herd, and go to work year after year. Also offering 40 open purebred heifers straight from the replacement pen. View the catalog, watch videos, and find more information by visiting looselyredangus.com and bid live at liveauction.tv. Loosely Red Angus, built for real-world performance. Looking for your next rope horse, barrel prospect, or a dependable ranch mount? The Cowboy Country Horse Sale brings quality horses and honest consigners together, plus a full trade show with tack, equipment, western wear, and equine services. Whether you're buying, selling, or just coming to shop, it's a weekend built for real horsemen and women. Join us March 20th and 21st at the Camplex in Gillette, alongside the Gillette College Rodeo. Find previews and vendor info on Facebook at Cowboy Country Horse Sale. Good horses, good people. Done right.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org. Have you experienced storm damage? Does your property have erosion problems and damage to roads because of the rains? Berlogger Excavation is ready to help you now. Berlogger has the machines available to fix your roads and redirect that erosion to fix the problems. Call or text 805-674-5141 or find them on Facebook on the Creston Sawmill Berlogger Excavation page. That's Berlogger spelled B-E-R-L-O-G-A-R Excavation.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A U.S. Department of Agriculture program that pays farmers to protect tricolored blackbirds nesting on their land could be significantly impacted due to the omission of the program's primary payment scenario in a recent draft released by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Tricolored blackbirds, which gained protection as threatened under the California Endangered Species Act in 2018, often nest in winter silage fields planted by dairy farmers. By agreeing to delay harvest where the birds nest, California farmers have helped save a species that once faced potential extinction. The Tricolored Blackbird Regional Conservation Partnership Program typically pays farmers $700 to $1,100 per acre to delay harvest of their silage crops. The omission of silage delay as a payment scenario for the 2026 season would significantly hinder the ability to be effectively protecting tricolored blackbird colonies, said Richard Filgas, Assistant Director of Policy Advocacy for the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, then cloudy skies overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, mid-70s Monday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks sold off at the open with the Dow down more than 1,000 points in early trading. The Dow and S&P opened with all gains for the year, erased by recent losses. Crude oil prices rose this morning, reflecting concern about supplies, though economists say the U.S. is much more energy independent than it was in previous decades. Target's quarter held up better than expected despite a lackluster holiday season, and it is seeing signs of a turnaround strategy working in February. Target shares opened 2% higher. Best Buy shares are up 4%. It also reported a holiday quarter impacted by customers remaining cautious, though people are still shopping at Best Buy for mobile phones and other gadgets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stiefel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready to go with Freedom of Speech, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, located at 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Very easy to find.
Morning Exchange.
In the morning, pure love, baby, it's pure love.
99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry will have on first up Katie Grimes, editor-in-chief of the California Globe. Business is leaving. The Dems proposing a single-payer health care and more. And also, Greg Haskin, executive director of CoLab, the county budget, now over $1 billion. Paso groundwater and the Slocog sales tax. So there's lots to talk about. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, regarding your last hour comment on a song you wanted to hear forever, I'm going to be greedy and say, give you an album I could listen to anytime, any day. That would be anything by Jim Croce, Life and Times, or You Don't Mess Around with Jim. It seems like whenever mood I'm in, there's a song on that cut that just makes me feel like I need to feel or fix what I'm doing.
Well, that's why everybody, the taste of the music differ.
Yeah, music is quite a healing thing. And Charlie Kirk said it's proof there's a God because we appreciate music. That's an esoteric thought, but it's an interesting comment.
Well, so that hasn't changed much for you over the years then, that one particular album?
No, it came, he was singing when I was stationed over in Europe in the Army in kind of a way, and it seemed like if I was in a sad mood, he had a song that kind of picked me up. If I was in a happy mood, there was a song that went with it. He's a storyteller as well as a singer. His song Operator has been talked about by many people about the meanings of so few words and yet so many meanings. It's an interesting thing.
Well, yeah, it is, because, you know, for people, when we did have that, the operator, you know, that doesn't, I don't think it exists now, does it?
Or no, and a dime for the phone call, too, doesn't exist either. It's an anachronism.
Or even, you know, again, the old phone booth where you'd go in, or the operator, you know, long distance, please deposit
right.
25 more cents, or, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that there are a lot of people that grew up with that were just on the opposite end. Many people think you're nuts if you talk about it.
Don't you remember calling information to get a phone number?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, because if the phone book didn't, and I forget what you had to do to be able to get it.
I think you could get a phone number and an address, and I think that's probably very, very much wrong now with the people doxing other people, you know?
Yeah, but I don't remember. Just say, can I have the number for, Kevin? Well, where does he live? Well, he lives in Yonkers, New York.
Right.
And I don't know if that worked or not. I can't remember.
It did, because sometimes there would be more than one person with the right name, and then you would give a locale, and they would come back with the phone number.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Those times are long gone.
And the one song that hit me hard when I was about, I guess I was just in high school trying to find my first girlfriend, was the song, And Then He Kissed Me. Remember that one?
That's an earlier era. That's the Ronettes.
The Ronettes, okay. I couldn't think of it, the Ronettes or the Shirelles. I couldn't get the name out.
Nah, the Shirelles did a bunch of other, but yeah, no, the Ronettes, And Then He Kissed Me, Mom and Dad, that whole thing. And then,
one day he took me home to meet his mom and his dad. Yeah, I remember that lyric.
And I almost cried, And Then He Kissed Me.
Right, that's the one.
Yeah,
when your heart was aching for that first girlfriend, and oh my gosh, that'd be so great.
Okay, so those songs were from my brother and sister's era, but I listened to them because they had the radio on. Well, my brother had the radio on, his radio, and we shared a room. So I grew up with those songs, but one of the things that I'm reminded of when I hear them is the innocence of the times.
I was just going to say, The Innocents. Remember the song Sweet 16 and all that stuff? Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Yeah, Neil Sedaka.
That kind of thing. Now you'd be arrested for being a pedophile.
Right, but I just think of the simple emotions and the simple things of running through the park while it's raining and kissing your
right.
girlfriend and things like
laughter
that.
In the rain, stuff like that, yeah.
And not this, you know what, the vulgar stuff. And again, I understand it's the era that we grew up in, that people grow up in, but there was a, doesn't mean society was necessarily, so innocent, but the memories are innocent.
Oh yeah, it was a whole different moral outlook back then, or I want to call it what's the word for a group? The whole society had a different innocence about it. You know, you things you just didn't say in public, words you didn't say in public. I 2 years ago, I helped coach the JV baseball team in Paso Robles, And I was appalled that every sentence had an F-bomb in it. I mean, every word was covered with that adjective or that adverb or whatever. And we remember when I was in high school, you got suspended for using that word in public. It's a whole different world now.
I don't even remember with any of the coaches using any F-bombs.
You couldn't. You'd have some serious issues on your hand if you did.
Well, part of it is, though, that we didn't try it because, again, that was the era, but I don't remember the coaches using it.
No, I don't either. And that's one of the things I noticed when I was there. It was that you couldn't blame the kids for it when the coaches were speaking the same way.
Right, yeah. Well,
it's not much of an example. I tried to get a curse jar going, and I was like, what the heck? What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's...
We could have one heck of a party at the end of the year if we had one.
Yep. Well, that's, again, different times.
Different times. I'm not sure it's better, but it's different. Okay.
All right.
My comment for the day. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. You too. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and that text is 75 as well. Let's see here. I don't know what this is. Oh, no, that's from a different time. Let's see. Kevin, what's the riskiest thing you've ever done? I don't know. I really don't know. I've done some stupid things, but I don't know if they were risky. No, because I kind of always knew my limits, and I can't answer that, and I won't answer the stupidest things. That list would be, it's too long.
Right.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Back to the previous subject. Anything by Chuck Berry or Little Richard just gives me such a chuckle that I start dancing around. So those are my songs.
All right, let me ask you a question on both of them, because I like both of them, particularly Chuck Berry. But
yeah, I agree.
Don't all their songs sound the same?
My grandson, who's in his 20s and comes over quite often, and I were listening to the radio, and one of them, I don't know which, came on, and he said, "That's the same song that just played," or whatever. He just changes the words and a few little accents, but it's the same song. Yes, I agree completely. That doesn't make it bad, though. They're all enjoyable.
No, because it's, and again, I don't know how to explain this to anybody, particularly from Chuck Berry, because he wrote most of his stuff. That stuff is authentic, and you can hear it in his playing and his singing.
Yes. Yes.
But
anyway, makes me dance, makes me happy, makes me chuckle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, get your feet tapping and so forth. But it's, Chris, could you listen to the same? Well, let me see. I don't know, because I don't know any of the groups or singers that you like. But are the groups or singers that you like, are all their songs the same, or do they have different? Are there different moods to the song?
There's definitely different moods to the song. Some I'm more in the mood for than another. No, repetitoriness intended there.
Okay, so because whatever artist that I like, because I like all different kinds of music, I could not listen to the same pace of music over and over and over. I like the change or the mood change in the music. Are you kind of along those lines?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I can't have something, something bam, 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 bam for a half hour.
Unless I'm trying to get fired up.
Okay. People do that. See, I see these guys walking around, and there was some, I think, when I was at, this would have been in college at East Tennessee State, because they had Walkmans back then. There were only a couple of guys that had music in their ears, you know, getting pumped up. Because you could hear it because it was cheap headphones back then. But I never used that to pump me up. And, well, most guys, again, because we just didn't do it. But now it seems everybody has the headphones in their ears. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing good. Say, you were talking about music. You know, on True Country on Saturday mornings, if you play, like, real slow, you know, songs, it kind of makes me want to keep sleeping compared to when you play fast, you know, songs with a big, faster beat. That gets me want to get going in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and then, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's 6 in the morning. Yeah, that may have an effect on you.
Yeah, some of those fast-going music really get me want to going. By the way, there was no country store this Saturday. Is there not going to be one anymore?
No, we had a couple of emergencies that came up when I came in on Saturday, so that was the reason.
Oh, okay. That's good. I heard that if you pay $3, you could get information still on the telephone, but it costs you $3. Remember, you used to call, it was 411 for information.
Okay, so my number is not listed, so somebody could pay $3 to find out where I live?
Well, if it's not listed, I doubt that. Yeah, if it's not listed, they're not going to.
As a matter of fact, is there anything such as a phone book anymore?
Well, not for residential. I got one years ago, and I held on to it, but they do not. They don't send out residential phone books anymore, just the business ones.
Okay. I canceled the business one 30-something years ago.
Yeah. If you're not with AT&T, I'm not sure if you would be able to, you know, get information from somebody if they're not with AT&T. I'm not sure, but I heard it, like I said, $3 for information nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. I don't know if I'm on the right page on this thing. Or the right month on this. Oh, okay. Okay, your mic. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, that worked. All right. Let's see here. We got a couple of minutes before we go to break, so... Yeah, the thing with the music and so forth is the, Chris. Before I want to go back at you with this one.
Sure,
but I got a phone call first because phone calls take priority. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. Kevin, I just have one song for you to, if you haven't heard it, look it up sometime and listen to it. You'll recognize it. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, sung by Carly Simon. She's a baseball fan.
Well, she does have a good voice.
Oh, boy. For my ear, one of the best. That she and the late Whitney Houston.
So does she sing it in her, is it mellow or?
Yes. Yes.
Well.
And it's a traditional rendition, but her voice and the way she sings it makes it. It's the best rendition I've ever heard. I'll listen to it anytime. Of course, I'm kind of partial to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as you might guess. But nonetheless, it is really well done. And if you ever have an opportunity to listen to it, it's a good listen.
Well, it piques my interest because, again, I do like her voice. And, you know, the song is the song. And I don't know if there's one rendition of that song that I, you know, that an artist has done and said, boy, I really like that song. I know Springsteen and some others like that have done it. They don't really knock me out, but I'll have to give that a try because I think most of the ones I've heard is, you know, the instrumental. I like the Doc Watson one.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. And rightfully so, it's well done. This one just happened to catch me. I'll tell you where it's featured, but it's a long way to find it, and that's in Ken Burns' movie, Baseball. It's in that movie.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So
you can hear it. You can hear it there, and it's noted. That's how I know who sang it. I said, "Who is singing that?" And of course, it was Carly Simon. I like her voice anyway, so it's no wonder that I like that rendition of it. But you don't hear too many well done renditions of "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
No, but with that, what is the best baseball song of all time?
Oh boy. I don't know.
Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Yep. Okay, I'll buy that. No question.
That's from the 80s.
Yeah.
I think that's the best baseball song ever.
It's a good one. No question about that.
Yep, that it is. All right, well, I'm going to have to hunt down.
We'll talk soon. Bye for now.
I'll have to hunt down Carly Simons. All right, Chris, real quick before we go. Have you gone, not necessarily on your, on purpose, but have you come across a song from, again, within your lifetime, or maybe not even songs not even from your era, where you kind of heard it but didn't like it, and you go back, now you hear it, and you go, that's I kind of like that now.
Yeah, it's happened to me before, with the song that I was searching for years exactly.
Oh, okay.
Or actually, I meant not exactly.
All right, so it happens to all of us, folks. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Past Rebels High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser, dinner, and auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Past Rebels Event Center. FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. The Atascadero Police Department released a statement of a school lockdown that took place yesterday at approximately 8:15 a.m. near Monterey Elementary School. Officers heard word that there may have been an individual in possession of a firearm near the school, and they conducted a safety check of the campus and searched the area. They confirmed there were no unauthorized individuals on school grounds and no firearm was found. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, where we stand. Fox's Nate Foy.
President Trump says a big wave of American attacks is coming soon. The U.S. has also sunk 11 Iranian ships. Defense officials tell Fox Iran only has small boats left, but still could mine the Strait of Hormuz. Iran says it's closed. The U.S. says it is not.
AAA says the national average price of gas up 11 cents a gallon overnight. The dead now 6 U.S. service members. Israel says 1,000 enemy combatants killed, with Iran's missile capability degraded 50%. The U.S. continues pounding Iran missiles and command and control. President Trump hosting German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says this is the moment to stand together in unity. Democrats don't feel the same. More members being briefed today who want to limit the president's war powers. As Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem speaks in the Senate, America's listening to Fox News.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Cloudy with peaks of sunshine expected a little bit later today. Highs in the low 70s, clear to partly cloudy with some early tomorrow. Overnight lows in the mid-40s and then cloudy early and then afternoon sunshine, upper 60s. For your Wednesday, now as we head to Thursday, not bad, upper 60s. 70 on Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, Monday, mid-70s. Low to mid-70s a week from today with sunshine. Today's UV index will be? Very good question. Okay, here it is, a 6. Up and down, 6:31 a.m., right on the nose, 6 p.m. We're still at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Moving gently along here on this Tuesday edition. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Alrighty, Loaves and Fishes is a food pantry serving household families and individuals struggling to put food on their tables. And remember this, Loaves and Fishes receives no government funding, but instead is supported entirely by the community. If you can help out in any way, simply go to loavesandfishespaso.org and they appreciate it. Alrighty, San Luis Obispo, Roman Medeiros, the founder and chairman of the San Luis Obispo Young Republicans. They are, it's a personal invitation for their big first evening, a gathering that marks the dawn of the transformative conservative leadership in the community. That's Saturday, March 28th, and 5:30 at the headquarters there on El Camino Real in Atascadero. The guest speaker will be District Attorney Dan Dow. So get ready for that. And let's see here. Their goal is simple, make Slo County the conservative capital of California. All righty, well, get ready for that one, okay? Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. We have 7 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry, mighty fine. Maybe a little green something coming up there for St. Patrick's Day, you know, or a Reuben sandwich. Okay, let's see here. Who do we have? Dale Evanson, Alicia Almgar, close enough, Alicia Bose, Nicole Green, Carly Twisselman's having a birthday, Alana Reynolds, Bernie Ewell, Thomas Irwin, Tiffany Gray. And we have, it says, KPRL sister-in-law. Also says, Ron's wife, Linda's sister. Who could that be? Oh, looky here. Mary Gentry's having a birthday. All right. Put this right back over here and wait till next year. On my right-hand side, let's see. I think it's a pretty decent list today. Oh, the rail car guy, George Pullman, 1831, 1897. Oh, speaking of telephones, operator. Alexander Graham Bell, 1847, 1922. Oh, Baseball Hall of Famer, hit him where they ain't. Wee Willie Keeler, 1872, 1923. Matthew Ridgway, commander of the Army in Korea, 1895, 1993. All righty. Gene Harlow, 1911, 1937. Tell them Julius sent you, or Boris. Julius Boris, golf champ, 1920, 1994. You Star Trek folks would know James Doohan, 1920, 2005. Speaking of Doc Watson, how about that? What are the chances of that? He was born in 1923, died in 2012. From the Bob Cummings Show, but most of you probably know her from the Brady Bunch, Ann B. Davis, 1923-2014. Bobby Driscoll, I should know what he was in, but I can't remember. 1937-1968. Ooh, from the Chambers Brothers, Willie Chambers, 1938. John Thomas, Olympic high jumper, 1941. He died in 2013. Mike Pender from the Searchers, 1942. Paul Shaw, third baseman with the Angels and others, 1943. Speaking of songs about operators, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, Sylvia's Mother, Jan Scarfitt, 1944. Too many coincidences today. Who else is on the list here? Oh, and this guy was a All-American quarterback at San Diego State, played with the Bills. Tennis Shaw, 1947. Jennifer Warnes, the singer, 1947. Pretty good linebacker, Randy Gradishar. Who else is on the list? Once it gets stuck in my throat, it's hard. Okay, Jackie Joyner Kersee, 1962. Also born in 1962, Herschel Walker. My goodness. Brian Leach, hockey, 1968. Scott Radinsky, baseball pitcher, 1968. I think this guy was a pretty high pick. Cornerback, Eric Warfield, 1976. Football, of course. Oh, the big catch in the Super Bowl. San Antonio Holmes, 1984. And a good wide receiver, offense player of the year, Michael Thomas. He played with the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, man, they were good, yeah. All righty. Okay, let's see who passed away on this day, way back when. Or maybe not even way back when. We have one. Lou Costello, Abbott and Costello. Speaking of baseball, their skit is in the Hall of Fame. It's either on the second or third floor. It's on a little TV. Anyway, he died in 1959. Roger Bannister, first person to run the mile. 4-minute mile, rather. He died in 2018. David Ogden Stiers from MASH, 2018. Arthur Murray, the dance guy, 1991. Okay. Going to the top of the list today. This guy could combine strength and speed. I mean, he was a shot put champion and also a distance, not a distance, a 100-yard dash, 220, and anchored the relay teams and so forth, and just pretty amazing athlete. He started out as a chubby kid and a stutter. Well, he ended up being in the College Football Hall of Fame. Herschel Walker to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles High School students have been granted an exceptional opportunity of receiving world-class jazz training for some of its music students from the Libretti Conservatory program. The inaugural cohort of five PRHS students have received training from nationally recognized jazz artists. Caltrans District 5 announced there'll be daytime traffic control on Thursday, March 5th on Highway 41. One-way reversing traffic control will affect the 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto, Campground, and Toro Creek Road, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Crews will be processing a large tree that was knocked down during recent storms. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
All righty, national champion, Heisman Trophy winner. Here's something. Let me get to that. But first, three-time SEC Player of the Year. I didn't know this. In 2025, they had Herschel on the first team AP all-time All-American team. All righty, this hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.